Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. The Fairbanks City Council unanimously voted to protest the liquor license for local bar Bojangles over safety concerns Monday at City Hall. The Fairbanks Police Department has been supplying the council with a list of police calls made to each business in 2016 that applies for a liquor license. Councilman David Pruse was concerned with the high number of police calls made to Bojangles nightclub. Among those calls listed was FPD's response to shots fired in September, which resulted in one person being killed and two people receiving gunshot wounds. Pruse asked Fairbanks Police Chief Eric Jukes how much of a problem the Bojangles nightclub has been during the last 3 years. Jukes said Bojangles has persisted to be on the top, if not the top, problem in Fairbanks. Jukes said police had worked with Bojangles' owner at some point, offering suggestions of how he might improve security at his business. Jukes said Bojangles' owner followed through on a couple of the suggestions, but not all of them. Jukes said he doubts the business model of Bojangles can ensure the safety of its patrons. Councilwoman June Rogers agreed it's difficult to protest a liquor license, but she said the council must uphold the public interest and the information from the police was alarming. Councilman Jerry Cleworth said in the matter of granting liquor licenses, the council acts as an advisory board, and the decision is ultimately up to the Alaska Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. City Clerk Danielle Snyder said the ABC board would heed the council's protest as long as its request wasn't arbitrary, capricious, or unreasonable. Councilwoman Joy Huntington suggested Jukes write a letter detailing the amount of time and effort FPD has put toward responding to calls at Bojangles and detail some of the incidents. She said this would help the council's case in not making an arbitrary, capricious, or unreasonable protest. Who lives in the Arctic, and what are their stories? Those are questions posed by a new photography exhibit more than a year in the making. The I Am Inuit Show is a body of images from artist Brian Adams that premiered last week at the Anchorage Museum. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the project has built an audience online for much longer.
Just as the finishing touches are being put on a sparse white gallery, Adams shows off one of his favorite images.
So right here we have a photo of 3 men in a steamhouse in Quinnahock.
Adams was on his first work trip for the I Am Inuit project when he spotted the men cleaning themselves in the small plywood hut.
I nodded to them, they nodded back, like we smiled at each other.
He walked for another 50 feet.
I stopped in my tracks, I was like, if I don't go back there and ask them if I could take this photo, I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life.
Adams was sure they'd say no and just laugh him off. But to his surprise, they told him to go for it. The result is an extremely intimate glance into a part of daily life in a small rural community that few outsiders are ever privy to. Because they're naked.
They're naked. But one of the reasons why I was really excited to make this image was because I hadn't seen anything like this. I hadn't seen any other contemporary Alaskan photographers making images like this.
The project is a collaboration with the Inuit Circumpolar Council. And the idea is to showcase to the world the humanity of the Inupiat and Upit of Alaska. And to do that, they replicated the popular blog Humans of New York, which pairs portraits with short, concise snippets of interviews. Adams visited 20 communities, coming back from each trip with dozens of portraits.
Yeah, it's absolutely nerve-wracking.
But he wasn't stockpiling them for a traditional museum show. I Am Inuit was designed for social media, specifically the picture-sharing app Instagram. It got a promotional boost early on from the company and now has more than 35,000 followers around the world. And even though the images are disseminated digitally, Adams' artistic process is more retro.
All these are film, 100% film, all shot on Hasselblad medium format film. It's a very kind of like a classically put together show. Well, what's fun about that is like it was shot for social media. You know, we shot a whole social media project on film.
One of the many reasons that he likes shooting on film is that the camera hangs down around his chest with the viewfinder facing upward. He has to almost bow toward his subject, and the resulting upward angle makes people look a little grander, almost a little taller than the world around them.
I've always said like I always like to try and bring out the best in all of my subjects. I like to see pride in people. I like to see people like at their best.
The project falls neatly into the Anchorage Museum's ongoing effort to deflate misperceptions about northern Alaska as some kind of barren wasteland. Director Julie Decker says a show like this, made up of intimate and honest portraits, fits keenly into that editorial mission.
You know, we want to take away stereotypes of the Arctic and of people of the Arctic and to show the complexity and to show that, you know, these are people we recognize. They're family members, they're Alaskans, and they're global citizens.
Brian Adams' I Am Inuit show is up through September. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.